Welcome back to our series, Run to Win. We have been talking about the concept of running the race of life so that we could win. One of the things you need to do when you want to win is you need to clarify the win. So let's clarify it this way. This will be a successful year if God is a greater priority in our lives at the end of the year than He is right now at the beginning. We also said it this way, running to win looks like running towards Him. Last week we talked about the importance of running to win needs us to learn to run to prayer. And so I hope that in this last week you've had a chance, as we have been doing 8 days of prayer, to practice running to prayer. One of the main texts for this series has been words that the Apostle Paul wrote. Now, Paul knows everything about running towards God because at the start of his, let's say, career, Paul was actually running in the wrong direction. He actually started out his life with the name of Saul, and this was his name while he was running in the wrong direction. During this time, he was persecuting the church and arresting the followers of Jesus. He was trying to stop the church from growing and existing. And one day, he had an encounter with Jesus where Jesus literally stopped him in his tracks, knocked him off his horse, literally. And in that moment, Jesus asked him, "Why? What are you doing? Why are you persecuting me?" See, this encounter with Jesus changed Paul's life and turned him around. In fact, that's where his name changed. Jesus at that time changed his name from Saul to Paul. Jesus changed his purpose from killing and destroying the church to building and growing the church. Paul's life got turned around, and instead of running against God, he started running towards God. He started running in the right direction. He started running to win. With that understanding, with knowing where Paul's life had been, how he had his life turned around, how he had to learn to run in the right direction, we understand now what it means to run to win. And that's probably why he writes the words that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 24. He says, "Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win." All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. "So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified." Today, I want you to understand that in order to run to win, you need to learn to run to the Word. See, the Bible is more than just an ancient book. It's a living book. Hebrews 4:12 tells us this: "The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The word of God is alive and active. When you read the word, it will read you. When you read the word, it will change you from the inside out. You see, the Bible is not just a book of history. It's the book of His story. It's His story of redemption. It's His story of loving people and chasing after people. It's His story of wanting us to have relationship with Him. You're probably familiar with the phrase, "You are what you eat." That is so true. In this last year, I've realized that in a whole new way. This last year, I've been trying to get some weight under control. One of the things that my doctors have helped me with is diet. And they told me the exercise is important, but the diet is the key. And so many times we think about the other way around, right? If we work hard and we work out and we do it every day, but we don't pay attention to our diet, it doesn't help in the same way, because you are what you eat. It's true physically, but it's also true spiritually. See, spiritually, we have to change our diet if we want to start running towards God. The Word of God, the Bible, is how you change your diet. See, what you think, you will become. Proverbs 4:23 puts it this way. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Your thoughts need to be shaped by the Word of God. We don't often think about it this way. We think that our thoughts are the result of our experiences. Our thoughts are the results of our education. Our thoughts are the results of the life things that we go through. But the Bible tells us it's the opposite, that our thoughts are shaped. That our thoughts shape our decisions and our actions, and our thoughts need to be shaped by the Word of God. Proverbs 4:20, before that verse we just read, said it this way, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body." See, if you want to be different, you have to think different. If you want to feel different, you have to feed different. So I'm challenging you from this point on that you're going to make it a priority in your life to feed on the Word of God. And these are the things I want us to see today, that God's Word will make you strong. God's Word will keep you strong, and God's Word will help you to get strong again when you become weak. So let's break down some of that. And first thing we need to realize is reading the Word of God makes you strong. See, when you get into the Word of God, God gets into you. When you get into the Word gets into you. John 1:1 says it this way, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God." Let me do that again. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." See, prayer is our communication with God, and the Bible is God's communication with us. It's a two-way communication. Prayer isn't just that we talk to God, but that God talks to us. And one of the greatest ways he talks to us is through the Word. So in prayer, we share our hearts with God. And in the Word, God shares his heart with us. The Word of God will give you life. See, when God speaks, life happens. Let's go back to the opening words of the Bible. Genesis 1:1, we find these words. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." Notice what happens time and time again in the opening pages of the Bible. We have this phrase, "And God said, and it was." And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Later on, God would say, "Let us create man." And when he did, life happened. See, there's something that happens when God speaks. And when God speaks through his Word, through the Bible, life happens. The Word of God brings transformation to you. It's alive and active. The Word of God is alive and active, and you cannot live spiritually without the Word of God in your life. So reading the Word of God makes you strong. Reading the Word of God gives you clarity. Clarity is very needed today. We live in a time and in a world where it feels like feelings are king. You know, people think that what they feel measures to them what is right. And People don't necessarily have anything but their feelings to judge them. Lives are ruled by feelings, and they've lost the sense of right and wrong. We have lost clarity. We have lost objective authority. And of course, for the believer, for the follower of Christ, for the Jesus follower, our objective authority is the Word of God. We need the Word of God to be the objective authority in our lives so that it will bring clarity to us. It will help us in our decision making. It will help us in our life goals. The Word brings stability and strength and identity to your heart and to your life. These words are recorded of Jesus in John chapter 8, 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." See, the Word of God brings us freedom. Clarity leads us to freedom. God's truth can overwrite those feelings in your life that are leading you down the wrong path. You can't trust your feelings, but you can trust God's Word. Your feelings will often lead you down wrong roads, but God will lead you on the better path. Psalm 40, verse 2 says this, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him." See, reading the Word of God makes you strong, and reading the Word of God gives you clarity. But here's another key. Reading the Word of God keeps you strong. See, the enemy of your soul wants to take you out. There are only two forces at work in this world. There's the enemy who wants to destroy you, and there's a God who wants to share in a loving relationship with you. Sin wants to destroy you. We're told this in John 10:10. "The thief comes only to steal, and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." See, God wants you to have life, and so he gave you his Word. See, the Word of God comes to you to speak life. It speaks life by convicting you. The Word of God convicts you. What I mean by this is it doesn't convict you to judge you to negativity. The Word of God speaks something in your life that God wants to address. He wants to point his finger on something in your life that will make your life better. And he wants to help you walk in the better way. See, if you submit to the conviction of God and his Word, it will lead to changes in your heart and life that will allow you to walk in a deeper relationship with God. God wants to change your heart for the better. Psalm 119, verse 9 has these words. "How can a young person stay on a path of purity? By living according to your Word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your Word." We can't neglect the Word of God because it convicts us to life, but the Word of God also protects you. When you take time to know the Word and listen to the direction of the Word, it will protect you from following foolish ways. It will protect you from falling into sin. It will protect you from walking down the wrong path. The Word of God will protect you, and the Word of God gives you wisdom. We all need wisdom. We need wisdom in the decisions of our lives. We need wisdom in the big decisions. We need wisdom in the small decisions. And as the psalmist said in 119 there, I follow your word. I hang on your decrees. I live by what you tell me because your word gives me wisdom for life. So I challenge you again today. Say to yourself, I will not neglect the word of God. I will say to yourself, I will make the word of God a priority in my life, and I will read it every day. So the reading the word of God makes you strong and it gives you clarity, but reading the word of God keeps you strong. Now pay attention to this one. Reading the word of God helps you get strong again when you become weak. Now let me explain that. It sounds just like the other ones, but notice what it says here. There are times that we fail. You see, we're not perfect. None of us is perfect as an individual. And let's be honest, the Highway Church is not a perfect church. Nobody in this world is perfect other than Jesus. And so because we're not perfect, we know there are times that we may fall short. There are times when we may miss the mark. There are times when you may make a mistake. There are times when you may fall into sin. But the Word of God could take us in our place of failure and sin and make us strong again. Now know this. Every time we fail, every time we fall, every time we sin, the enemy will come to us because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. See, if feelings are our king, then how we feel is going to be exactly how we are. But feelings are not our king. The word of God is our stability. The word of God helps us to get strong again. The word of God comes to us, and in those times when we fail and sin and fall short, the word of God comes to lift us back up, to encourages us back to life. The word of God tells us to let the voice of the enemy fall deaf to our ears. Proverbs 24:16 says this, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes." Isn't that amazing? The righteous fall seven times. So what are we being told? That even us as followers and believers of Christ, there are times when we may fall, but we rise again because the word of God strengthens us in our weakness. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It's by grace you have been saved through faith. That faith is in Jesus Christ, in what he said, in what he did, in coming to this world, in dying on the cross, in rising again on the third day, of being in heaven at the right hand of the Father right now. It is Jesus that makes the total difference in our lives. If you've been listening to me today, and as you've been watching, you've been hearing us talk about the importance of the Word of God, and at this point, you're beginning to say, but I don't know God. Or maybe you're listening to me and say, I don't really read the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures, because I don't know and understand them. I want you to know that God loves you. He sent Jesus to die for you. And that verse in Ephesians says, if you believe through faith, that you too could have a relationship with God. And what you have to believe is that Jesus is who he said he was. He came as the Son of God. He came to this world to die for your sins. He died on the cross to give us forgiveness. He rose from the dead on the third day. And if you believe in who Jesus is, what Jesus did and what Jesus said, and you decide that you want to follow him, you can be a Jesus follower, a believer. You can have relationship with God right now. And so if that's you today, if you're watching us, and you're saying, I want to know more about having a relationship with God, reach out to me. Would you pick up your phone and text me just the word love to 416-267-1189. Just follow those prompts. We're going to ask for your name and contact information. We will be in touch with you. I will be back in touch with you. I am so excited that you want to begin a journey with God, that you want to begin a relationship with a living God who loves you. And so just do that for us right now. You see, the Word of God allows hope to rise in your heart. Even in those times when you fail, when you may feel that you have broken your relationship with God, remember, God loves you. Learn to run to His Word and allow the hope of God to rise in your heart. Today I've shared with you the importance and the value of the Word of God in your life. The Word is where you learn about the heart of God and His love for you. So there are some ways that I want you to even begin today to be able to read the Bible. It's important that we learn to go to the Bible every day. But here's something I want you to remember. Consistency and simplicity are the key. So how can you do this simply? Well, one of the best ways to read the Bible is with some type of reading plan. Like, you don't just want to go to the Bible every day and just let it fall open and read that and read that. And I mean, it works. It's probably not the best way. What you want to do is follow some kind of reading plan. So let me give you a couple suggestions. There is a very worldwide popular app called the YouVersion Bible app. And you can download it for free and you could use it on all of your devices. And in the YouVersion Bible app, there are countless plans available, as short as 3 days and 7 days and 21 days and probably longer. And so you could use that and you can follow a plan, pick one, pick a topic, a theme, a scripture, whatever. There's also something called stories. Every day they post a new story. And if you're not used to reading the Bible every day or praying every day, I'm going to suggest that at least for the first couple of weeks, start with the stories, maybe for the first month or so. And the stories take you through a thought, a scripture. Somebody has posted a short, just a literally about 2 minute devotional about the scripture. They give you something you could pray about the scripture, a way of taking the Word of God to your life. So if you're not used to reading the Bible or praying, then start with the stories. And of course, on that YouVersion Bible app, you can read countless different versions of the Bible. I'll talk about more about that next week. Another way you could do it is you can decide, I want to read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, first four books of the New Testament. And there's even people who've devised a plan that if you read 3 chapters a day, you could read all 4 Gospels in a month's time. So that's something you can do. That's a reading plan. And we have about 5 more different reading plans on our website under the resources tab, all kinds of reading plans that you could find there, and you can download them and use them. But remember, consistency and simplicity are the key. You want to do it consistently every day. You want to make it as simple as you can to follow. Just read the Word every day. Next week, I'm going to pick up on this theme of running to the Word. We're going to look at different ways that you could read and study the Bible and some different ways that if you want, you can dig deeper. So we're going to give that to you next week and share that with you. So I just want you to know that. So make sure you come back for part 2 of this next week.